Good evening, PYV.
Welcome to PYV Radio.
Last night. Our last night, your last night.
Some suspenseful music going in the background. No need for suspense. It's a party. It's the last night of radio show party.
We're guys. Pumped.
I think I'm losing my voice, possibly. Do I sound a bit of a lower register tonight?
That's all right, because I've been eating today. Oh, you look really tired today. So,
oh, that's nice. Thanks, right. Everyone. Thanks, everyone, for that. Lou, that she's tired. It's really kind. Welcome to the show. We should probably start off with the most important thing, which is the text number.
Text it.
The text number is 0434198156. This is the PYV People Show, especially tonight. We want to be hearing from you just all the time. We want the content to come from you. Texting in, we've got some stuff from the suggestions box, but text. I promise. People have been saying, oh, but I texted in at the start of the week. And we'll text again now.
We get so many,
and it's really tough. So tonight, you're pretty good, Lou.
Yeah, I'm not that good.
Yeah, I think it was a shout out for you. You're pretty good.
There was one for you too. So that's all right.
That's nice. Thanks, everybody. So yeah, text number 0434198156. Text in shout outs, messages, things we can read out. We would love to be talking. The phone's starting to blow up. This is great. Keep them coming, everybody.
First one to start us off, love you, Louise. Shout out to Amelia. I love you, Amelia. You're a great gal. Oh,
that's really kind. Amelia, so nice. Well, as we always do, for the last time on this camp, let's go to the news.
All right. What day are we up to? Night four radio show news coming at ya.
Yep, nice.
Biggest news of the day, Australia won the cricket by 18 runs. Nice, Gary.
Nathan Lyon, 3 wickets.
3 wickets.
I think Mitchell Starc got 3 as well, but that doesn't apply to Nice Gary.
He doesn't have a meme, so whatevs. In some camp news.
There
was a shock around the campsite when Scott McNabb wore a T-shirt. I know.
What?
I know.
He owns one of those?
I know.
No.
Not a shocker. Leonard Lowe has still not worn a T-shirt this whole camp. That's
Leonard
okay.
Leonard Lowe.
Well, there's still 2 more days.
There's time. We believe you can wear a T-shirt, Leonard.
I'm just choking. I'm right.
Oh, goodness me. This is great radio. more news.
Tiny teddies before and I'm choking. All right. Other interesting news that happened last night at 11:30 p.m.
Ooh.
So after radio show had ended and some people were asleep, some cabins were not, a wild Steph Oakes was walking around campsite, telling off some other dorms, I think she was doing, walks back into her dorm, walks to her bed and finds that Ileana is in her bed, except Steph was not in her right cabin. She was in fact in the cabin next door and woke up Ileana and the entirety of the cabin in fright. So shout out Steph.
Nice one, Steph.
Probably, we haven't done it at all, but you're the deal of the day.
Deal
of the camp, maybe. It was a lovely day today.
Why do we even bother? Okay, realistically, why do we bother looking at the weather?
Yeah, so it's 27 tomorrow and it says it's going to be drizzle, which is interesting because it's also saying it's like 0% rain. So I don't know where this drizzle is coming from.
That's clearly going to be 0% rain. No way. Definitely not. Callum told me there was going to be rain this afternoon, but then there wasn't, and then there was rain this morning, and I don't think we should bother looking at the weather
anymore.
Humidity
72%, and that's news.
That's news. Good news. So what have we got on tonight?
We've got a special guest. He's from Youth Metro.
Youth Metro.
His name is Scott, not Scott.
There's like a whole bunch of Youth Metro sitting in here, and no one made a sound.
Yeah.
You need to shout out for your people.
Youth Metro are like our biggest fans, actually.
Yeah,
and we love it.
That's because they're the only ones really allowed to come along. Shame on you, exec, for not coming to watch us at all. I'm pretty devo about that, so shame. But thank you, Youth Metro, for being here every night. We appreciate your loyalty to us in the show. More loyalty, speaking of, the texts are blowing up.
Yeah,
am I right?
And we have so many shout outs. Like, the box is full, and so we're going to try and get through them all today.
We've pretty well cleared the schedule just to get all this.
That's
which is
pretty much our number one priority, to get all the shout outs out, get all the messages out, and you know, please the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we might start off with, Lou, is we might throw to a song. We might get everything going. This is one that was requested by you before we did the show. Lou said, you know, I really want to play this song. I worry people may, this might be like last night, people may not have heard this before.
Yeah, but it's a good song.
They might have heard a different version.
Mm-hmm.
There's a version that's been redone for the Trolls movie, I believe.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there's like a meme around Facebook with this song in the background. You might have seen that.
Well, this one is my shout out to Lou. Thank you for requesting this pre-camp.
Thanks, Ash, for playing it.
Of advantage. It's called September. It's by Earth, Wind & Fire. And I expect that Dean Carroll is somewhere rocking out to this song.
What a classic song by Earth, Wind & Fire.
You're welcome,
I hope you were jamming in your room because...
Lou was in the studio.
How could you not? It's such a happy song. All right. So we have a special guest in the studio for us right now. His name is... What's your name?
My name's Scott Martin.
Scott Martin. And what? Where are you from, Scott?
I'm from Donvale, Prezi. So I go to the same church as Ash.
Represent.
Woo. All right. And so what are you doing on camp?
So I'm part of the Youth Metro team this year.
Oh, cool. What's Youth Metro?
So Youth Metro is a sort of course which you learn about how to evangelize, as well as going over the basic Christian beliefs and sort of what being a Christian's about, and then having the opportunity to ask questions and really sort of deepen your faith.
Great. So is Youth Metro like you come on summer camp and that's it, or...?
No, it's not. So it's a one-year sort of trainee course. So everyone's assigned a trainer. And, so the requirements are you do summer camp, you also go to Engage, but then you also catch up, whether it be weekly or fortnightly, with your trainer and go over some material and sort of discuss stuff. So, it's really to build each other up and, develop your faith and grow in leadership.
Great. What are you planning to do after you finish Youth Metro, like work? Are you going to be in youth group or what's your plan?
So I'm going to be helping lead Donvale Youth Group this coming year. So, this course will help me, will grow me in my beliefs and also leadership skills, I think. So,
great.
Yeah, that's the plan.
And what's been the best thing you've learnt so far this week?
I've really enjoyed all of it. The talks with Tony in the morning have been really deep. The questions everyone's asked, I think, have been good.
Did you just call him Tony? Toby, it's all right. We love you, Toby, but Toby. I will start calling you Tony from now on.
Sorry about that.
Tony McIntosh, our favourite leader of Metro. Yes.
Oh, well.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so... they've been really good. The questions have been good that others have asked. And also with Nath, doing the evangelistic course and going out and talking to people has been really encouraging as well.
Yeah. Has been hard?
It's really a safe environment here at camp.
For
and
sure.
It has been hard. You obviously feel nervous going out and talking about your faith, especially when you haven't really done it before, like me. You get the hang of it. Once you've learnt the stuff, it's only a matter of applying it. And if you believe it, then it's really just, God will work through you.
Would you recommend Youth Metro to maybe some campers that are listening?
Yeah, absolutely. I've really enjoyed it so far, and I think it's only going to get better throughout the year. So if you're really looking to lead in the future or grow your sort of skills in evangelizing, then, I definitely recommend it. Yeah.
Great. Well, if anything you've heard tonight interests you, feel free to chat to Scott or other Youth Metro people around Tony.
Can chat to Tony Mac. Oh, very good.
That will never not be funny.
But Scott, this is your first PYV camp, is that right?
Yes, it is.
How are you finding it so far? Because some of us have been going for quite a while, so we know what it's like. But we like hearing about it from fresh eyes.
Yeah.
How have you found it?
Yeah, it's been really good. Quite different when I first came here, but I've got the hang of it. I've been able to meet lots of new people. Everyone's friendly, which is great. I've really enjoyed it, and it's been a good experience.
Excellent.
So
how are you finding the radio show? Because you've been listening every night, right? Yeah.
Said Youth Metro were our biggest fans.
It's a loaded question. It's all right. No, thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
we appreciate you coming on. Enjoy the rest of your camp as well.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't forget, go have a chat with the Metro guys. They're usually everywhere. They may come and find you first. But go say hi to Scott.
Don't say no to them. Say
don't,
yes.
Don't say no. They're very friendly. They're friendly.
We're all friendly.
Friendly looking lot. Go try and find Scott. He's tall. Does that help? He's tall.
He's wearing a Geelong shirt today.
Oh, and I didn't want to say that. It's not a very good defining quality. That's all right.
Now you have to wear it for the rest of the camp.
No, thanks so much for coming on and for being our guest.
Thanks.
Lou, this phone, blowing up.
Blowing up?
It's absolutely blowing up. Should we do something? Oh, it's beeping like the whole time. I don't
know. Ash doesn't know how to use it.
It's an Android.
I've given the phone over to her and she's already failed.
Oh, goodness me.
Maybe never miss call.
No, don't call.
I don't think that's for us.
Okay, good. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Kirsten. Kirsten's probably not listening as well though. That's okay.
Yeah, we got so many texts. Should we read some out?
So many texts. Yeah, read some out and then we'll go to a song.
All right. Shout out to Daniel Flanagan for his 15th birthday. Oh, when was your birthday, Daniel? Please text through your birth date and we will make sure to sing happy birthday to you.
It's today.
Oh, is it today?
His birthday's today. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Daniel.
We're not singing. We've done enough singing, Lou. The people don't want to hear any more of us singing. No.
Here's another one. Oh, we love Lou and Ash because they're two of the best leaders and most awesome radio show hosts in the world. We love you. Hashtag nice Gary. From Emily P, Amelia, Annette, Yasmin, Mindy, and Olivia.
That's good. I liked the cheeky hashtag.
Love those guys.
That's good. Thanks, guys.
They're some of my study group gals.
Big
they're
fans.
Awesome.
Big fans of the show.
Shout out to Daniel from Cabin 7. Happy birthday, bro. Also remind you'll find the right girl one day.
Okay, wow. Thank you for that shout out.
Go Scott, Ash, and Donvale from Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty. Thank you so much. Also, shout out to Micah for doing a great job in getting his team across the line tonight in the activities.
Yeah.
Very well done. Kirsty was a very proud mum, but not Micah, legend.
Shout out to Emily and Yasmin for running all the way to the show. Yeah, they ran up before.
Oh, they did. Yep.
We're not.
Wait, shouldn't we be shouting that? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Okay.
You guys are the best. Shout out yourselves for amazing content. Thanks.
Oh, thanks, guys.
That's also the person that shouted out Daniel Flanagan for his birthday.
Who is this person?
Yeah, who are you?
Honestly, I was saying to people today, they're like, oh, you didn't do my shout out. But we like ones that have names so we can like kind of work out where they're coming from and the high concentration. I think a lot of them are coming from our biggest fans, like Emily and all those girls. Yeah. So start putting your names in them so we can start getting your names in the radio as well.
Yeah, we'd love to share your name. Shout out to PJ. Your table tennis skills are sick.
Sick. Nice one, PJ. That's almost nice. No, nice, Gary. Almost.
Here's a strange one.
What strange one?
And Noah Vasiliades. Louise and Ash isn't how you spell Sam and Jono. Oh.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, you were lucky.
Bit of radio show rivalry going on.
Can of worms being opened up now. Lucky it's on the last night.
Hey, babes. Love literally everyone in Donnelly. Woohoo.
Can Donnelly even hear it?
Can you finally hear us?
Oh, I've heard from everyone all day that Donnelly can't even hear us.
Hey, maybe they're all like doing it together.
Oh, that's good. They found a radio that's not broken and they can get reception. Well, I'm glad. Hey, Donnelly, if you can hear us, hello. We're so happy you can hear us. Shout out to you.
Yay. Finally, on our last night. That was from Barbs and Co.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Oh, Barbs and Co.
Woo, you guys rock.
Are there any more? We'll save them. We'll go to a song.
It says Donnelly is like in the middle of nowhere. Well,
what's the closest to our reception, though? Yeah. I'm so confused about whether this is not a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Clapping Ryan. Can you clarify? No. Okay, Clapping Ryan.
Do you want to come on air, Clapping Ryan?
Looking at us like we have two heads. Clapping Ryan's glaring at us. Stop glaring at us, Clapping Ryan. Right. Just sit there and don't clap, please. It'll be too loud for my ears. So next song, as we promised the people, we asked you to put in your love song dedications. Admittedly, there was not that many.
There was actually only one.
Yeah, And
it was actually to a really special person that we all really love and admire.
Mm-hmm.
He does some great things. It was Kevin the Koala.
Thanks, Kevin the Koala. You're a legend.
We admire you and we love you.
We do. The song that was requested, I thought maybe possibly wasn't appropriate. So I found a more appropriate and relevant song.
Very relevant.
With the assistance of Louise. So in keeping with the spirit of Disney, I know I was speaking to some people today as well who also love Disney, which is a cartoon. And so we thought for everyone, let's just shout this out to everyone. Yeah. Kevin and everyone on camp.
Kevin the Koala.
And Kevin Yon. it's Can You Feel the Love Tonight. It's classic. It's a classic from The Lion King. We hope you enjoy.
What a classic song. We were seriously jamming out here in the studio. I hope you were too in your cabins. I hope you had a special someone in mind, whether it be Kevin the Koala or I don't know. I don't know who else there is really, but...
Yep, he's the one.
Kevin's got my heart.
Kevin's... That's nice. Kevin the Koala, not Kevin Yon.
Not Kevin Yon.
Second last song of the show, Louise.
I know.
PYB Radio of the whole of camp.
I'm devastated.
I can't believe we're drawing to a close.
It's been such a fun... few nights.
Well, it's your first time.
It's my first time.
Have you found this experience of doing radio shows? You were a bit nervous on the first night.
I was
night.
A bit nervous. I still get a bit nervous every time I'm on.
Also, admittedly, no one heard us on the first night. So you had a good practice. You had the practice pancake. I've explained this to some people.
What's
you
the
know,
practice pancake?
Practice pancake. You know when you make a pancake, the first one's always a bit of a dud and you kind of get rid of it?
Yeah.
That might have been what the first night was for us. However, cheeky plug, it was recorded, I'm pretty sure. Clapping Ryan, is this right? Oh, he's okay. I don't know if he's grimacing at the content or the quality of the recording, but it was recorded. So this should all be available online after camp.
I hope so.
So you can, at night time, when it gets to 10 o'clock, you can get into bed, put some radio show on.
Yeah, you miss our voices.
Yep. It can help you go to sleep for four nights of the week, and then you can just keep doing it every night. So every 4 days, you can listen to the first night again. You're welcome.
Who wouldn't want to
You're
do that?
You're pre-welcome. So we've got, the shout-out jingle. I haven't played that in a little while. It's a bit loud.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now, don't forget to say you will, don't forget to say yeah.
It was great.
Love that song.
Last time we'll hear that jingle.
Until we go home and see the Kmart ad, which also plays that song.
That's true. So some shout outs. We'll start with some while the phone blows up. These are some paper, not pigeon, snail. We decided it's snail.
I'm sure pigeon mail's a thing.
Pigeon mail's not a thing. Thank you to Sarah for being the best leader in the world. Well done, Sarah, for being the best leader in the world.
Sarah Weber, I believe that is.
I'm impressed at the poll of the whole world to find that Sarah's the best leader, but she's pretty legit. So say hi to Sarah. Okay, this is from Alicia. This is a shout out to Jack. Sure, you paint better than I do, but can we leave a little bit of the best drawer to me, please? Ooh. Wow, that's, yeah.
Bit of rubber going on.
It was amazing. Jack was in my group, so I, you know, the picture he drew was amazing.
Alicia's in my activity group and she drew some pretty good things as well.
Okay, there's a bit of a rivalry there. This is a really, really nice shout out. This is probably
actually
one of my
genuinely beautiful
favorite ones of all of camp. So shout out to Shady for being an amazing study leader. You're so strong and passionate in your faith, and it's uplifting to see that even though you're quiet at most times, the gospel brings out an inspiring character in you.
Yeah, that was actually, when we read that, we were both really moved by that.
Yeah, it's a legit. That's
it
actually
was really
legit.
Nice.
Yeah. So thanks. It was anonymous, so I don't know who wrote it, but thank you so much for putting encouraging messages for your leaders because your leaders do a lot of prep for camp before camp, and so don't forget to say thank you to them. We've still got more studies. There's a study tomorrow, and then on the last day.
I know
as well,
we're actually not. It feels like we're late.
I know we're
got
not.
2 more days of camp.
You'll still see us around. We just won't be on the air. So sad. Not a shout out. Please do not take sunscreen or AeroGuard from this room. Love your first aiders. Louise, what did you do? Where did this come from?
I think that was like lying next to the question box and someone put it in. So I thought, let's read it out.
Okay. Well, shout out to first aid. They've been very busy this
camp. They do a good job.
They've been so busy, especially in the carnage of that last game. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So many injuries. So well done to Daniel, Zach, Em and Jess. Thank you for your
you
hard
guys
work.
Kill it every day.
And helping everyone out.
Not
it or people.
It's
just your job.
Yeah,
I'm saving lives, saving lives.
The job.
Shout out to Sarah Moody in Silver 19 for cleaning our bathroom. Lots
Sarah
of love,
Moody.
Silver 19. That is really nice.
Feel free to stop by cabin 13
and 12. Anytime you like, Sarah. Because those floors, I tell you what, they are something else.
Muddy.
Ours is just like mud and hair, and it's a disaster. Oh wow, look at this one. Oh, shout out to Ash, the best. I've turned into a donkey. The best radio host ever. Well, that's contentious because there's been some very good ones in the past. Thanks for believing.
There is a co-host.
Elena, when she said it was Goosens, not Geese.
Yeah. Okay.
Goosens. I still maintain it should be a thing. We'll call the dictionary and tell them to change their minds. Thank you.
All right, here's some more.
More shout outs.
Shout out to Hannah Watson, Michaela Smith, Elena Jefferson, Jefferson for being the most talented and inspiring and fun and hilarious.
Oh, that's great. That's a really nice shout out. The radio show is the best. Go radio show. You should do an official radio show from Esther Keith. Thank you, Esther.
Wow,
we should.
Thanks,
you're
Esther.
Right.
We
100% right. Shout out to Emily Billy, which is on an A4 sheet of paper. Someone wrote that and then put a whole A4 sheet of paper into the box. That's a big shout out. Wow.
Shout out to Emily Billy who did a really good job at Capture the Brothers or Rescue the Brothers.
Rescue the Bros. Yeah.
First round, she killed it. Did a great job.
More shout outs. I love you, Ash.
All right. There's a lot of Ash love tonight.
Well, you know, it's, shout out to Elena Jefferson because I love the radio show, and Michaela Smith and Hannah Watson too. Thanks, mate.
All right. What have we got on the old text phone? Shout out to Olivia Playfoot. Yep. Love that.
I've got
someone just thinks we're really funny.
Oh, thanks.
They're
That's
like,
true.
Lol, nice one.
Was it finished with Gary?
There was. No, they texted Nice Gary a bit earlier on.
Okay, that's all right. Shout out, hashtag Eden Orange, Ethan Otten, Dorm, looks like an arrow, Dorm 7? Seven.
Sure.
Ethan Otten from Dorm 7.
Text us, Ethan, and let us know what room you're in. So it seems like Donnelly are watching all around Shady's radio. Shady.
They're watching us all around his radio. Well, no one told me.
Shady,
we've been live streaming. We didn't know.
You're a trooper. Thanks for carrying Donnelly for us.
I'm from Youth Metro. I have a pineapple pen. Love from Youth Metro. Oh, in jokes. I love them when I don't know what they are. I'm looking at you over there on the couch, guys. What is that? What have you got? What was this? Oh, people have been car watching. Today we spent 15 minutes waving to cars that passed by. There were 14 grumpy non-waving people and 15 teddy bears / waving / beeping / smiling people. From Melinda and Esther in Sylvan Dorm 20, in brackets, the best dorm.
Ooh.
It's a big statement too.
Yeah. Shout out to Cabin 18 in Sylvan, Hannah Playfoot, Elena Jefferson, Tiffany Newman, Laura Milford. From their cabin leader, Ileana. Are you guys the ones that got, I hope you've recovered from the Steph Oakes incident of last night.
I'm so sorry.
Hope you can all sleep soundly tonight.
She will not intrude again. She's learned her lesson. She, laughed a lot.
We love Kath from Room 4 and Ovi.
Oh, that's really nice. Room 4 and Ovi. It's like a good name for a band. Ovi and Room 4. Any more? Are there any more on the table?
Please read my written shout out, Jess. Jess Nashett, if that's you. I have been told. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we go.
Shout out to Caroline, Julia, Christy, Alicia, and Amelia, the girls of Cabin 14. You guys are cute as. Love, Jess.
Oh, that's nice.
There you go, Jess.
Nice. Well, okay, can I just take a second to shout out to my dorm, who without a dorm leader from this time while the radio show's on. Mm. And I get there every night and they're all in bed. They're all ready to go and they're very lovely. So thank you so much to...
You're 12, I'm 13.
Well, yes. Oh. Thank you to... There's five girls. I'm going to try and remember them in their bunk order. So Sharon and Erin and Emily and Brooke... and Laura, shout out to you girls for being such a great dorm. I really, really appreciate
it. And shout out to Cabin 13, my girls. You guys are awesome. You're always such a fun laugh.
You're a fun laugh. No, you are. They're legit.
So Faith, Emily, Ruth, Tiana, and Emily, you guys are awesome. And you look after me and make me happy as well.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, there's so many feelings flying around in the studio.
Shout out to Robert Doherty, for bringing all the lollies to study group. I brought the lollies today, guys. You legend. From Emily, Amelia, and Yasmin. By the way, we love Lou. Love you guys. Oh, my study group rocks.
There you go. Is there more? Phone blowing up.
There's so many. Shout out to Roger and Jemima. That was going to be by Beck Daffy, and I'm not sure what that really means, but that's all right.
What?
Shout out to the Dystras and Resinks, Cardinia 10. That's Laura, Erin, Timothy, and Daniel.
Nice one.
Shout out to Emily from PJ.
More shout outs, more. Send them in. Keep going.
Cardinia, Dawn 4, reckon they're the number one fans.
Okay.
Not Youth Metro.
Contentious.
It's Tiff and Laura, Sylvan 18, and we're reminding Ash about we walked her to the show across the oval because she
true.
Was scared.
I was talking with Ash. Lou about this just before the show. I'm so sorry. Yes, I was going to go the long way the other night, and they were like, no, go the short way across the oval. I'm like, I don't know the way. And they're like, we'll escort you. I'm like, thank you so much. So to Tiff and Laura, thank you so much for escorting me. I'm safely here tonight as well, and I feel like that's all because of you the other
night. It's fair enough, though, because it
thank
is
you.
Like when I walk from here back to my cabin, it is kind of creepy by
it's
myself.
It's dark.
And I had to walk in the sessions room last night, and the lights were off. And there was like wind blowing and like the doors were slamming and it was kind of creepy.
Yeah. Well, see, that's why bodyguards are necessary. Thank you, Tiff and Laura. I appreciate it.
Here's another really lovely shout out. Shout out to Shady and Nate. Your words are so moving and your faith in God motivates me to trust in God. That's really great
that's
to hear.
Good. Thank you. That's a great shout out. Don't forget to purchase from the merch store, also on A4. Please don't forget to purchase from the merch store. Go see Matt Burns. He would love to sell you some sweet... You chance to get some sweet PYV gear. I was wearing my jumper. It's admittedly old, but I love it. I've got that and I've got a t-shirt. So good way to rep PYV.
Shout out to Savannah. Amazing person from Michaela. Hey, Sav. Shout out to Steph Oakes from Ileana. We still have a spare bed if needed.
Ileana would like to keep her own bed. Thanks, Steph.
Shout out to Jess for picking me back to my dorm. Hope your back is okay. From Hannah. Oh, is that Hannah from my study group, Hannah? With the ankle?
I met Hannah
Love
and
Hannah.
I met Thomas tonight.
You're the best.
We had chats over injured ankles.
So. Hey from Donnelly.
What's up? So glad you could join us.
She stole my phone again. I think Sav stole Michaela's phone and sent that shout out.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Joel Morani.
Oh, Joel Morani. How's it going? Love your hat. That's a great, that's a very great Sun Smart appropriate hat.
Oh, this is a nice one. Oh. Shout out to both of you. Your radio hosting skills are great and also entertaining. God bless Lou and Ash. Sene. Sene.
Sene.
We love you.
Oh, we even said mean things about you today in your presence. And you're saying
it's Savannah's phone.
Thank you.
So Michaela stole Savannah's phone to do a shout out to Savannah.
What? Why?
I'm not sure.
I'm so confused. Well, regardless, shout out to both Michaela and Savannah. Thank you.
Oh, here's a good one.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the girls at Sylvan for putting up with Cabin 15 last night. We are sorry for keeping you up.
Okay.
Wasn't kept up, but sure.
You were in Cabin 13, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too far. Yeah, nice one. Is that all?
We
have an incoming call. No, don't call us. We've told you it's a text line. We're also running out of time. Surprise, surprise. Is there any more? Oh, well, okay. While we are waiting for some more stuff to come in, I don't know if you can. Can people hear the shaking of the maybe three bears hitting the top of the jar of the lollies? It's really important. There's probably 15 guesses now, official guesses. Everyone keeps coming up to me and telling me, oh, my guess is this. I'm like, I'm never going to remember that. Please put it in the box.
Write it in.
And then they say, which box is it? And then I say, it's the one covered with Angry Birds. So while it is the last show tonight, we will be accepting guesses up until the start of the session tomorrow. And we'll announce it on session tomorrow. I don't know if we've got one on the last day. Maybe we'll try and I'll have to speak to Beck. But keep putting them in. And if the box isn't around, come and give them directly to me. And we'll be announcing it sometime in the next 2 days. So the box will still be available for guesses. No more shout outs because we won't have a word shout out anymore.
Oh, here's some last minute ones.
Last minute sneaky texts.
Shout out to Emily Benning and Isaac Jones for being some of the most motivating study leaders from Laura.
That's awesome. So nice.
Shout out to Dawn 4. So funny.
So funny.
I don't know where Dawn 4 is.
Have we read this one? Oh, yep. Nope. There's so many. Oh, goodness me. There's so many.
Oh, we got so many. We've actually got so many to go.
What about a shout out to whoever gave me a shout out last night? Please tell me who you are. The curiosity is killing me. From Alicia.
Shout out to Jacob Sabol.
Shout out to you. They collected. Oh, nice one. People collected rubbish.
Oh, here's
rubbish.
A lolly. That's great. There's a lolly guess.
Thank you. Oh, lolly guess. I'll put that in there. Very good.
List of campers on strikes. Ovi 2. Hannah Collis 1.
Who is giving strikes out?
I'm not
sure. Sounds like Callum. I bet Callum's giving out strikes.
Shout out to Louise because you're amazing too. Thanks. I think that's Savannah. I love you, Savannah.
Is it Savannah or is it Michaela?
Well, I don't know. Either one of them.
Either way. It's a shout out. Just take it. It's cool. Oh, there's still more in the box.
There's actually so many.
There's so many. This is great.
Shout out to Sene, your gnarly rugby skills and your gnarly rugby skills.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ash and Ryan for being the best data team leaders.
Guys. Oh, that's so nice. Who's that from? Lovely. I'll bring you extra Zappos tomorrow.
Also the person that shouted out Daniel Flanagan for his birthday.
Oh, that's nice. Again, happy birthday, Daniel Flanagan.
Yeah, HBD.
Happy birthday today. HBD.
Shout out to Kath and Callum. Great show.
They're going to say Kath and Callum. What?
Oh, classic.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's Catherine who texted that in.
Oh, Catherine. Barbs. Feel free to start calling her Barbs as well.
I think it was from Savannah and Michaela. It was from both of them.
It's only appropriate.
Guys.
You can start calling Catherine Goswell Barbs, as you probably hear me call her Barbs. Her middle name is Barbara. And I think it began on a PYB camp.
We actually got a question in saying, what are our middle names?
Oh, did we? Well, yeah. Mine is pretty run of the... Mine's Kate.
Oh.
What's yours?
Well, I don't think we were all that good friends yet, but... Okay. So my middle name is Arax. It's spelled A-R-A-X. It's Armenian, which is like a country next to Turkey, I think. And it was my grandma's name. And that is my middle name.
That's very exotic.
It is a bit
Louise.
Exotic.
Very good.
Because I totally look half Armenian.
More shout outs. Oh, I can hear now. Thanks, Tech. That was from Ethan Otten as well. Very good.
Here's another one from Ethan Otten. I can't really read it though. Oh. I challenge radio show hosts to do something. Ethan Otten. Ethan.
I think
Otten.
I just found another one. To find a stick with blue tape on it around the oval area. I think I saw that in the volleyball, the sandpit volleyball today when we were trying to find the cards for the activity.
Shout out to Josiah Moody.
Oh, Josiah Moody. Who's that from?
The same person that shouted out Joel Marani.
Oh, okay. Pick this one, please. Okay.
Shout out to the Shrek group leaders. You two are so inspirational. That's awesome to hear.
That's nice. Shout out to Tim S. else have we got? I'm just picking them out of the box.
Shout out to Olivia for getting hit in the face and still being amazing from Kevin 15.
Oh, wow. Hit Olivia. In the face. That's brutal.
I think it was in the game.
Wow. Oh,
Shout out to... Oh, this is great. Shout out to all the people who haven't got a shout out yet. You guys are low-key all lads. Lasses.
Lasses, lassies. There's a joke. Why was the crocodile sad?
Why?
Because he was in denial.
The crocodile's in the Nile?
I'm not sure. I probably shouldn't have read that. Anyway, good joke. There's not as many... I thought there'd be more puns. Ella was wearing a really punny shirt about you've got to be kidding me and there was a cat next to it. I appreciated that. So thanks, Ella, for wearing that shirt. The singular of sheep should be shoop. Did we read that last night?
I think we did. Oh. And I must have put it back in
so
the box.
Nice. We'll do it twice. That's good.
Also, if you've sent us photos or videos, we're actually not sure... oh, my gosh. Someone had actually requested for us to play Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
We didn't even realise.
We are that good. We are that good at our job.
We are intuitive radio show hosts.
That we are picking what you want to hear.
Yeah, we know the people too well. More texts.
All right. I have a riddle for you. What has rivers with no waters, cities with no buildings, and forests with no trees?
I'm no good with riddles. Also, it's really late. Is there the answer?
There's no answer.
Oh, we haven't even got a radio show tomorrow night either. That's so bad. What are you pointing at?
Text.
Get a new phone, PYV. Oh, boo. Also, people have been sending us pictures, which is nice for us, but obviously people can't see them. So thanks for that.
Shout out to the people coping with the noise in Donnelly. That's not what we like to hear.
Oh, and it's time. Almost time to go to bed,
it's
guys.
Time for bed.
We are winding down slowly. What people are like making gestures in the studio. I don't know. There's a flurry. There's a... Is the answer a map?
So we've been told by Youth Metro people... that the answer to the riddle is a map.
A map has towns and rivers and stuff like that, but no people who live there? Yeah, okay. I hope that's the answer. Whoever it is, can you please text in and tell us that that's the answer? That's good. Hurry up and finish. It says, huzzah, up and finish. Oh, who's
right.
that from? That's me.
I think it's from Catherine still.
We are getting there.
Yeah, we have run over time.
We'll do some last minute admin. It's the last night. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
Last minute admin, as always, leader meeting tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. in the sessions room. 7:30 prayer meeting directly after down the table tennis end. Duty groups for tomorrow. My group is finally on. It's taken all week. So in the morning for breakfast is Team Shrek, which is Brad and Jess are the quartermasters. Team Rugrats with Erwin and I. Erwin, I bags the elephant hat, just saying it so that everybody knows you can have the other one. And leaders will be helping out with dinner tomorrow, led by Callum and Tash.
Nice.
Thanks for that.
New Year's Eve tomorrow.
New Year's Eve tomorrow. Woo-hoo! That's why we're not on.
Yeah, that's right.
We are upstaged by the new year. I can live
yeah,
that.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's okay. Bible verse of the day. Last Bible verse of the day comes from Exodus 6:1, which is, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country.'" I will drive them out of his country. And it's really important for us all to recognize that it is by God that everything is done. God was really showing his power, that his mighty hand, it was going to be by him. And so Moses was worried, but he didn't need to be because God had it under control, and we can take great comfort in that as well.
For sure.
Last song. We're at the
last
end.
Song.
This is the end. I should have some sort of like
I don't want to leave.
Kind of music. I know. If only we could stay on all night. But everyone has to go to sleep. Make sure you're in your cabins, guys.
Yeah, please.
And have a good night. Come and say hi to Lou and I. We'll still be around camp. Make sure that you put your guesses for the gummy bears in the box as well. And thank you for being such a good radio listener.
Yeah, you guys have been so supportive.
We've had so much feedback.
So much love.
And it's been really, really nice. So thank you so much. And I'm going to be sad to leave.
Yeah, I'm going to have to just talk to myself and that's about it.
Well, in honor of all you listening to us, we have one. It was supposed to be R&B Friday, but you know what? Probably not that many songs that are R&B that are particularly appropriate.
It's so become hashtag Disney Friday.
It has become Disney Friday, and I can live with that. I think there's a lot of people that are probably happy. How are we feeling, studio? Disney is good? Yeah. They're happy about it. Yeah.
Thank you, Metro.
So you technically, have we been your guests or have you been our guests?
You've welcomed us into your cabin, so I'd say we're your guests.
Well, thank you for letting us be your guests, but now you can be our guests as we sing along with a classic tune from Beauty and the Beast. Thank you so much. Have a great New Year's.
We love you.
Enjoy the rest of camp, guys.
Bye.